previously on Walsh Wednesday. The holiday season, you have the Christmas season too.
That's right.
For anybody wondering, is that spooky Christmas or is that just Christmas?
No, no.
Because yep. I know some people Christmas who like doing spooky Christmas.
Yes, and there are some out there, but we literally change everything over.
Yep, we like to go scary to Mary in 3 weeks. That's what we do.
I like that. Scary to Mary.
We just take everything out, put everything up, and again, the same thing. We try to offer different things every year on that as well.
Yeah. If Halloween is not your thing,
Christmas.
Come on down for Christmas.
There you go. Absolutely.
The chainsaw guy is only cutting down Christmas trees. At that point,
there you go.
You let him off.
Oh, that's awesome. We'll have to check that out sometime. Thank you to our Walsh Wednesday All-Stars, all of those who have generously contributed to the Walsh Wednesday 2025 Fund Drive. You can see the list of names on screen or in the description of this episode. And of course, thank you to our Walsh Wednesday Warriors, Jim Robinson, John Newhall, Meg Boyce, and Jenna Hess. These individuals have pledged $100 or more to Walsh Wednesday for 2025, either through the GoFundMe or our Patreon. This episode of Walsh Wednesday is brought to you by Impact PR and Communications, MHA of Dutchess County, the Council on Addiction Prevention and Education of Dutchess County Incorporated, Day Rock, Lockset Rock Hair Design, A Touch of Naples Pizza and Pasta, Dutchess Beer Distributors, Feldman, Kleiman, Collins & Sape LLP, Attorneys at Law, V-Bash Med Spa and the Hudson Valley Ketamine Lounge, Prime Storage, and Walsh Valuation. Kevin McCurdy's Holiday Spirit Festival is the Hudson Valley's original one-of-a-kind family holiday event. Celebrating its 21st anniversary, the Holiday Spirit Festival is like no other event, offering your family a place to make new memories and relive old ones. From its inception, the Holiday Spirit Festival was designed to take you back to those days of yesteryear, with holiday tunnels and twinkling light displays, while adding a new twist. Kevin, along with Holly Dillon and the rest of their team, have an ability to blend creativity and good old-fashioned fun together with leading-edge technology, making the Holiday Spirit Festival a truly magical family holiday experience for all ages. Kevin and Holly invited me to their opening night, and I got to take pictures and videos of the festival, which you'll get to see in this episode. Not just that, but we talk with Holly and Kevin about the history and behind-the-scenes magic that brings this festival together. Hey, it's Connor here at Walsh Wednesday, and we are here at Kevin McCurdy's Holiday Spirit Festival. We've done a number of episodes already featuring the more spooky side of things, but now we are here for the Christmas season. And right now I got Holly Dillon with me. We're all here in the cold, but it is beautiful and bright and warm, and at least that's festive enough. Holly, how are you?
Good, Connor. How are you doing?
Doing good.
Thanks for coming down and joining us on this cold day.
I know. And hey, your name really works well for this. Holly Jolly and everything.
People actually, they come up to me all the time and they think I use it as a fake name.
Yeah.
It's like, no, I'm with this name year round. You know, it's perfect though. It's perfect.
I think that's fantastic. This is so gorgeous. What it was for the Halloween season was great, but now I'm excited to walk around and see what it's like for the holidays. What can people expect if they've only known this for the Halloween season?
Well, they can expect to be shocked, actually, in a good way, in a very good way, in a magical way.
Yeah.
When you come up here, you know, you see spooky, creepy all around you, people trying to scare you. And as soon as you come in, you see all the bright lights. It's a total turnaround, one extreme to the other, if you will.
Yeah.
And the atmosphere is so festive. We have a great time. You know, cold doesn't matter to us because we dance around no matter what. And
I know, I just caught you guys dancing around with these giant lights.
We do anything we can. It's a wonderful, wonderful event, and it's so different. And this is our 21st year doing this one.
It can vote and it can drink. It can vote and it can drink now. Oh, I love that. That's really cool. So what you were saying with the Halloween festivities, how you guys change it up every year. Is that the same for the holiday one as well?
Yes, it actually is.
Wow.
We have about 3 weeks, and that's it, to turn to go from scary to merry, as we always say. And it's a tough thing. We have to pull out hundreds and hundreds of walls, put them away, pull out all of the lights and everything else. And each year we add a little something here as well. So we have interactive little shows. We call them little mini shows. So we play with the kids and their parents and have them do some silly things. We have everything from adorable little electronic displays to walkthrough light displays.
Yeah. No, that's very good. Yeah, I'm just blocking the wind right now. It's all good. We gotta love how the wind and microphones work, but it's good. That's awesome, though. I have like the little shows. That was the thing that I was always so impressed with the Halloween thing, that there was always a story. There was always a narrative. There was always something to have everybody hooked.
Yeah.
So it's cool that you have these little things sprinkled throughout this as well that you have for everybody.
We do the same thing here. Like, you know, the haunt, you have different scare levels and things. Here, you have families and you have so many different interests from so many different, you have everything. We have to make it so every child, you know, like from 2 years up, even infants, to grandma and grandpa can yep. enjoy the experience. So it's the same thing.
Yeah.
So we want to make sure we put a couple little nostalgic things out there to remind grandma, grandpa, or mom, or dad, or anyone of Christmas, because the whole point of this is to make everyone feel kind of childlike, happy, you know, and especially right now, the world's a little chaotic. We all could use it. We could use it every year.
Yeah.
But this year in particular, a little happiness can go a long way.
Amen to that. And what you were saying about, like, the kids to the grandparents. What's the line from the songs? From kids from 1 to 92? Is that the line from it? That was the first thing I thought of when you were saying that.
That's absolutely true. It's funny because that's what we have on our site. We have the children's ticket, of course.
Nice.
And we used to call it the children and kids and big kids.
Nice.
And the big kids we always put from 12 to 92.
There you go. I like that. That's pretty good. So yeah, we're here on the very first night, Black Friday. So we love that. How long are you guys going till? Are you guys stopping right before Christmas, ending after Christmas, going to New Year's? How long does this last?
Yeah, we stop just before Christmas. Mm-hmm. We're every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, but we've added that Monday and Tuesday before Christmas Eve, so we're open until December 23rd.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, yeah, it's a good run.
Oh, that's awesome. So yeah, everybody, and it is walking. There are some places where, like, it's a drive-through experience. This is a walking experience.
Yeah.
So what do you say to people when they come out here and to prep for 30 to 45 minutes of walking?
Obviously, you do have to dress for weather.
Yes.
But I tell you, there's nothing better than a little bit of snow.
Yeah.
All the lights, and you're hearing the music, and you're seeing the happiness around you. It's a great thing. As far as to anticipate, a lot of people, they do think, oh, is it just a drive-through?
Yeah.
And there are a lot of drive-throughs now. Boy,
there are now, yeah.
And our answer is no, we're sticking to what it is. We have little shows. We have a bunch of different types of things that you're right up front with it. And that's what really gets you to glow, gives you that spirit, so to speak, and really makes the holiday a good holiday you can always remember.
Absolutely.
Drive-bys are great.
Yeah.
But, you know, I could just picture my kids in the back going, you know, move your head, I can't see. Yeah. Look out. I was, oh, look over there, I can't see. You know. So we just always like this, going way, way, way back.
Yeah.
We used to have the holiday tunnels, and Kevin and I always loved that. His family would go, and little did we know, as time grew, we always talked about it when I went there too. So it's a combination of taking the old-fashioned Christmas tunnels and putting it in a beautiful forest with lights that you could walk around right up to, you know, and it's just a very unique experience, especially nowadays.
Absolutely. It kind of feels like you're transported to the North Pole and you get to interact with everybody once you're here.
You know, bring your family, bring your kids, bring your friends. I mean, we have dates. Oh, that's popular.
Oh, yeah.
We have a lot of people who propose throughout the years.
Wow.
It's just, it's a really wonderful event for everybody. And if you haven't seen it,
you
gotta see it. You just gotta see it.
Absolutely. Yeah. And obviously, enjoy this episode, but really come out in person. It's hard to beat the in-person experience. Now, Holly, I gotta ask, because when we talked about the Halloween experience, you guys have staff, you have a lot of volunteers that come out and help. I want to give you the space to talk about the volunteers and the crew that you have to make this happen in a 3-week span.
Oh, yeah. It's a handful, to tell you the truth. Everything we do is kind of a handful of people. On average, we have maybe just 5 people pulling down the 350 walls and putting up all the lights. But we have some great staff, and they volunteer their time when they have some time, and they help us. And we would not be able to do any of this without them. Without them. And people work so hard. I mean, while people are putting on lights, people are constructing things and painting things. We're programming things because, of course, you have the animatronics. We now have a new show in the front. So there's always a lot going on. And, you know, amazed ourselves of how much we get done. But I think it's because we're all so enthusiastic about it.
Yeah.
No matter which event it is, we're like so dedicated to it, just to do something different. Offer something wonderful, you know? Yeah. I mean, sounds corny, but it's absolutely true.
I can see the light in your eyes, and I'm not just saying it because there's lights around reflecting. No, I'm just saying it's like there really is this spark and this joy, so it's really wonderful to see. Should I ask, what's the electric bill like?
not want you know.
No, I'm fine not knowing, but besides the walkthrough and everything, we're right across from the Coco to Go station. What can people expect when they go over there? What kind of refreshments are around here?
or anything to keep you warm, of course. Of course, hot cocoa.
Yes.
We also have a peppermint cocoa, which is a favorite. It's delicious. It's candy cane. Let's see, we have warm donuts, warm mini donuts.
Nice.
Different cookies, just something to warm you up a little bit. Get you going.
Absolutely. Eat your heart out, Starbucks. This place got it going. So one really cool thing about this whole Holiday Spirit Festival, you got Santa to come here. You got him front and center. He's got a huge line of kids right now, and just, like, he's the best.
He is the best. He talks to every single child, every single adult. He actually remembers a lot of them as well.
Yeah, and, that's magical.
It's amazing. Santa has some type of true Christmas magic. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah.
The children just absolutely adore him. And we're so grateful and privileged that he comes here each year.
Yeah.
And he comes here, says hi to people at Holiday Spirit Festival. And of course, he leaves every single night to go back and still help and get everything together for the big day.
Naturally.
Always. But
this is his night gig. This is how he makes a little money on the side to help pay for all the elves.
He loves it here. This is like his second home.
That's lovely. So Santa has been around most of the years, you said, right?
Yeah.
Most of the years that you guys have been doing this festival.
He's right now we have him in Santa's barn. Where you just come right on up and you talk right with him one-on-one. He makes sure he talks to every single child and every single adult.
Very good.
That wishes to say hello.
Okay,
tell
good. Because
a secret or tell them something that they might like. You know, it's he makes absolutely sure every single person he talks to and he remembers.
Nice. That's cool that you got Santa here. That's so much
the
fun.
The best. That's the best part.
Holly, I appreciate your time. I'm going to go around and do the tour real soon and get all this filmed. Is there any last little nugget that you want to share?
We do. And I know I can speak on behalf of Kevin. We thank you very much for coming.
Of course.
These events are dear to our heart, and we absolutely love sharing them with you and with everybody. So I just kind of want to leave you with a happy holiday, and we look forward to seeing you again.
Fantastic. I love it. Thank you, Holly.
How's it going? Doing good. Am I going the right way? All right. Cool. What do we got over here? Oh, wow.
Now, I think that if you give me your best Merry Christmas on the count of three, I think I can make it work for you, okay?
All right. Let's see what we can do.
3, 2, 1.
Merry Christmas! Woo! That's a Christmas miracle. Oh, that's so cool. What do we got over here?
Did you fly for scavenger hunts?
Oh, I have not been doing the scavenger hunt, but for anybody who's watching this later, if they do fill out the scavenger hunt, what do they get?
A special prize.
Have
a candy cane.
Very nice. Yay! All right, people, do the scavenger hunt. You'll get candy canes.
Absolutely.
Terrific. Thank you very much.
Of course.
Right now, I'm speaking with the man himself, Kevin McCurdy. How are you, Kevin?
Good. I'm great, Connor.
Happy Thanksgiving, by the way. This is Black Friday. We are just after that, and happy holiday season now. So how's it feel to have all this up and going now? We were just talking with Holly and saying how you guys did this in the span of like 3 weeks, transitioning from Halloween to holidays.
Oh, yeah. It is really tough going from scary to merry in that short period of time. Everything has to come down, be stored, put away, clean up, and then we get to put up, you know, our decorations. So it is an enormous amount of work, and my crew is just, you know, just fantastic.
Yeah.
Tired and fantastic.
I'm sure. God bless all of y'all, but this really does bring so much Christmas and holiday spirit to everybody. One thing I got to say, since with the holiday side, the Haunted Mansion, you guys have been doing that for next year will be 50 years.
Yeah.
This is on its 21st year.
Right.
What was the idea to be like, hey, let's do holidays too.
Yeah.
Let's make the end of the year even more hectic for us.
You know, it really was. To be honest, we had an absolute terrible Halloween.
Really?
We got rained out every weekend. And we were looking for a way to recoup anything of the season, you know, because it was just such a disaster that year, you know. And that's number one. Number two is we did as a, I don't say kid, but I think I was maybe 17, 18 years old. And I did do Christmas for 2 years.
Okay.
Yeah. And it was when we were actually across the street in Bowdoin Park.
Yep.
And we did a little inside thing. And I just love Christmas. Now, I loved going to Herman's Nursery. They were up on 44 in Pleasant Valley. And that, as a kid, that was just what I wanted to do. And I would go home and I had like these ventriloquist dummies and I would dress them as elves on my back porch and I would recreate the scenes that I saw. I had a record player with a string on it that would move the mannequins up and down. You know, so I was just fascinated with Christmas.
Yeah.
So it seemed like at that point in time, this was that it was a chance to go ahead and, you know, and create something that that would become a tradition, like Herman's Nursery was for me, or you know, even Adam's back in the day. They had these Christmas tunnels, and they don't exist anymore.
No,
and that's the real, you know, that's what I love Christmas, and I love creating these displays. My team loves it, so that's kind of why it happened, you know, for those two reasons. And here we are, 21 years later, and you know, I wish I had done it sooner.
No, it was just probably one of those things. It's like, oh shoot, it's like we can do this now. Huh?
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
really awesome. So. Yep. When people are here and they're walking around, what can they expect?
Oh boy, I mean, we have a little bit of everything. We have shows, we have these mini shows, and we try to make it as interactive as possible. Of course, we have the snowmaker in our western town. We have a Christmas Carol in 90 seconds or less. So we have these mini shows, we have costume characters, we have lights, we have displays. Again, like the old fashioned, you know, animated displays like you would have seen ages ago. We're bringing it all back.
Fantastic. Kevin, I know you're busy. I know you got to run and do a million things. This is opening night, but I greatly appreciate you taking some time to speak with me, and we'll be doing all the filming going around here. And I can't wait to bring the family back.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I do have to run and get Santa some hot chocolate.
There you go.
It's almost out.
Got to help out Santa. Here we go.
Okay.
The Holiday Spirit Festival goes from now until December 23rd, 2025. You can get your tickets now at holidayspiritfestival.com. From everyone at the Holiday Spirit Festival and Walsh Wednesday, as always, we're glad we get to spend some time. And pause. We're going to take a quick break from our interviews to hear from our sponsors. First up, we got our friend Andrew O'Grady from MHA of Dutchess County.
Hang hope this holiday. Support Mental Health America. MHA's annual wreath sale is back. Support Mental Health America of Dutchess County this holiday season by purchasing a beautiful, fresh wreath. Orders accepted while supplies last. Order online at mhadutchess.org/wreath or call 845-473-2500 extension 1391 to order or schedule delivery. Happy holidays from MHA of Dutchess County.
Next, we have a message from our friend Jeff Feldman from Feldman, Kleiman, Collins & Sape LLP, attorneys at law.
Hi, I'm Jeff Feldman. In 1986, when Paul Kleiman and I started our practice, our goal was to create a law firm where you could meet with an attorney and feel confident that that attorney would be with you every step of the way. Today, the firm has been successfully trying cases at all levels of state and federal courts throughout the Hudson Valley and Capital District. We have been selected as one of the best personal injury and medical malpractice defense law firms by U.S. News and World Report every year since 2009. For all of those years, we were the only firm chosen in any litigation specialty between Albany and White Plains. Your case is important to us. Giving you the time and personal attention you deserve has always been the hallmark of success. Initial consultations are free of charge and always with an attorney.
A message from Dutchess Beer Distributors. From now to the end of November, Dutchess Beer Distributors presents Football Face-Off. Come on out to your favorite Hudson Valley bars and restaurants where you can win free Bud Light and neutral seltzers, along with other awesome prizes. Try your hand at one of their three games, football toss, beer can cornhole, or flick a field goal. You can check out the events calendar to see where Dutchess Beer Distributors will be next in the description of this episode.
The Vital Women of Washington Heights presents Beyond Hot Flashes and High Heels Fashion Show, a night to mingle and embrace the beauty and power of being a woman. The event takes place at the Salt Boutique Labs on 70 East Main Street, Wappingers Falls, on Thursday, December 4th from 6 to 9 p.m. The night will include an inspiring fashion show, hors d'oeuvres and specialty cocktails, local vendors, and more. Not to mention, I'll be DJing. You can go to the link in the description or visit the QR code on your screen to get tickets for this fashionable and festive event. Walsh Wednesday wants to give a big thank you to Prime Storage. It's the end of the year, and you may need to free up space for guests for the holidays, store seasonal decorations, secure valuables, and maybe even hide the presents. A temporary storage unit can help declutter a home, protect fragile items during a busy period, and provide a convenient way to organize and transition belongings before, during, and after the festive season. Whatever the reason, Prime Storage makes storage simple through seamless service, flexible rental options, and facilities conveniently located throughout the United States and Canada. By using our link in the description of this episode, you will get one free month of storage, plus you'll save 15% on rental rates. Make the holiday season simpler and store with Prime Storage. Up next, we have our friend Philomena Finelli from Impact PR and Communications.
Thanks, Connor. I'm Philomena Finelli, CEO of Impact PR and Communications and a media maven, which is a fancy way of saying that my team and I help companies get in the news, transform leaders into thought leaders, and cut through the clutter with messaging that matters. And we do it all with a smile. Our agency was named the Woman-Owned Small Business of the Year for 2024 by the Metro New York District Office of the U.S. Small Business Administration, and we received the Gold Stevie Award for Woman-Run Workplace of the Year, which is an international recognition. But it's not about the awards, it's about the personal interactions. We at Impact PR and Communications pride ourselves on crafting meaningful, results-driven public relations campaigns that are tailored to meet and exceed our clients' goals. If you want to learn more and talk to my team and I, visit PRwithimpact.com and let us know that you found out about us from Walsh Wednesday.
And that's a wrap on this week's episode. Much love to our sponsors this week, Impact PR and Communications, MHA of Dutchess County, Locks That Rock Hair Design, Dutchess Beer Distributors, A Touch of Naples Pizza and Pasta, the Council on Addiction Prevention and Education of Dutchess County, Feldman, Kleiman, Collins & Sape LLP, Attorneys at Law, Prime Storage, Vivash Med Spa and the Hudson Valley Ketamine Lounge, Walsh Valuation, and Day Rock. Thank you to our Walsh Wednesday All-Stars, all of those who have generously contributed to the Walsh Wednesday 2025 Fund Drive. You can see the list of names on screen or in the description of this episode. And of course, thank you to our Walsh Wednesday Warriors, Jim Robinson, John Newhall, Meg Boyce, and Jenna Hess. These individuals have pledged $100 or more to Walsh Wednesday for 2025, either through the GoFundMe or our Patreon. You can support this channel by becoming a Patreon member with memberships as low as $5 a month. With that, you can get behind-the-scenes content, your name featured in the credits of each episode, and access to the Spend Some Time chat. You can find that and more by scanning the QR code on your screen or by going to the links in the description. As always, I'm Connor Walsh, and I'm glad we get to spend some time.